The Dr. Decker Weiss Show. Now here's your host, one of the leading integrative physicians in the world, Dr. Decker Weiss.
And here is your free house call. We're going to talk about cholesterol medication, since generally you either hear it's a miracle or you hear it's terrible. But we're going to talk about, for the folks that want to get off of it, what to do. Let me give you a little background on cholesterol medication. When I was in residency at Arizona Heart, Dr. Bernard Villegas was one of my attendings, and he was talking about that this was the second go-round at lowering cholesterol to help prevent disease. Actually, in the 50s and 60s, they did it in the Scandinavian countries, and they found a lot of problems with lowering cholesterol. They found depression and a high rate of suicide. And so they thought maybe this new class of medications would be a little bit easier on the body and would be a little easier to handle, and they could actually get some benefits from it. Now, I want to move from there into physiology, and then we're going to talk about what I think is a safe way to get off of it. Remembering, these are not the opinions of Radio MD. This is my opinion, Dr. Decker Weiss, and this is how I practice in cardiology. But understanding that cholesterol is not a problem. So cholesterol is a life-giving, wonderful substance that does thousands of functions in the body and literally coats every human cell. It's also the basement membrane or the raw materials for hormones. In a world where all our hormones are goofed up, we lower cholesterol, we're literally lowering the amount of material we're making to make hormones. So when I say cholesterol is not a problem, it's not unless it oxidizes. When cholesterol becomes rancid, it is bad stuff, real bad. Cancer, heart disease, bad stuff, which is why some of the newer labs like Cleveland Heart Lab is coming out with, they have labs of myeloperoxidase and literally oxidative LDL or oxidized LDL. These are new labs that actually look to see if the cholesterol is rancid or oxidized or it's fresh and healthy. Medical doctors chose to try and interrupt the production of cholesterol. In natural medicine or integrative medicine, we try and block the oxidation of cholesterol. Now, I'm going to say something very controversial here. I believe cholesterol should go up as you get older. This is very controversial. I will say it again. I believe cholesterol should go up as you get older. Why? Because we simply need more. The brain is made of fat. And when you look at one of the main functions of it or main components of it, this fat is largely built by things like cholesterol along with other fats. And when we lower cholesterol, literally we could be hurting our brains. And we see the research in memory loss associated with these types of medications. And then we bounce back to the 50s and 60s where we see once again depression, suicide, all of these things related to lowering cholesterol. So I repeat, I like my patients' cholesterol to go up as they get older naturally, not because they eat a bunch of sugar. Yeah, if you eat sugar all day, your cholesterol will go up. Well, that's because you're damaging your vessels and your cholesterol is going up to match that. No, I just like it to gently rise as you get older. And with that, I recommend the use of antioxidants. Now, medical doctors will say to me, Decker, yes, that's true. Cholesterol that is oxidized is the dangerous stuff. And cholesterol that is fresh and healthy is not dangerous. But Decker, you cannot prove that antioxidants will prevent cholesterol from oxidizing. And they're right. And I will say to them, it's not like lowering cholesterol has really helped cardiovascular prevention. And that's true as well. Meaning there's all sorts of debate whether these class of medications cause more harm than good. We know generally at 4 or 5 risk factors, if you are an overweight, smoking, diabetic with high blood pressure, who's had a heart attack, you're the type of person that may benefit from lowering cholesterol. But other than that, we're not sure you ever even benefit. And we're also not just talking about the popular class like the statins, like the Lipitors you see and Crestor. There's other ones like niacin that have been associated with strokes. Niacin can make your numbers look awfully good, but it's the oxidation that's the issue. Now, here's what I do. Cholesterol is a fatty substance. Therefore, it is the fat soluble antioxidants that you need, that I think does prevent heart disease. Now, why do I think that heart disease can be prevented with antioxidants? And why do medical doctors say to me, but you can't prove that? Well, because we're both right. I agree that I have never run a research study using fat-soluble antioxidants to prevent heart disease. But look, in my track record of practicing over 15 years, I've only had patients have 3 heart attacks that have been on these antioxidants out of thousands and thousands. And listeners, you need to understand, most of the time I see heart patients, they've already had a heart attack and several stents put in. They're already high risk. I do not lower cholesterol as a part of a heart disease regimen. I like it to go up. So vitamins A, D, there's a D2 and a D3. Vitamin K, which gets controversial if you're on blood thinners like Coumadin. But if you're not on Coumadin, it's very safe and actually needed. Vitamin K2, it's another type. Just like you have D and D3, you have K and K2. Vitamins A, D, E, and those E's, I like a high gamma tocopherol and tocotrienol, but I like the high gamma version. And then there is the granddaddy of antioxidants called alpha lipoic acid. For most of my adult life, I have taken 300 milligrams twice a day of alpha lipoic acid. Alpha lipoic acid breaks down one of the arguments medical doctors will bring about antioxidants. They'll say antioxidants, when you take them, wash out of the body too quickly to help you. Meaning if you take them 2-3 hours later, they're out. Well, they're right, except when you take alpha lipoic acid, 300 milligrams twice a day or 600 milligrams, it will recycle the E, the A, the D, the K. The research is very clear. It rejuvenates and keeps these things lasting. In essence, the way I look at it, alpha lipoic acid makes everything long acting. That's why it's not just good enough to just take vitamin E. Even though it's shown, Cambridge Heart Antioxidant Study, you know, well over a 40% reduction in first heart attack is good or better than any statin drug ever showed. But I still would not give straight vitamin E itself. I would give a high gamma of vitamin E, but I will always give alpha lipoic acid, L-I-P-O-I-C acid. So A-L-P-H-A, alpha, L-I-P-O-I-C, lipoic acid at 300 milligrams twice a day. So let's review. Is it safe to get off cholesterol drugs? Yes, I think so. In fact, I think it can be unsafe to stay on cholesterol drugs. I do believe that the side effects for most of the population outweigh any benefit it can bring. Let me repeat that. I believe the side effects, along with the risks of taking cholesterol-lowering medication in most patients, in well over 90% of the people who take them, I think outweigh any benefit that they can give. And I stand by that statement. That's my opinion. Again, that's not Radio MD's. That's my opinion as an integrative cardiologist. But cholesterol is not a myth. Sorry, there's books out there, the cholesterol myth. It's not a myth. It can oxidize. So you need the A, the D, the E, the K, and the alpha lipoic acid. That's 600 milligrams of that vital antioxidant every day. You cannot skip days. Oxidizing cholesterol never takes a day off. So you need to take it every day. So, yes, it's safe to get off cholesterol drugs. In fact, I think for most people, it's a good idea. Check with your prescribing physician. Never just change a drug because you heard it on the radio. Check with your prescribing physician. Tell them my theory. Tell them you believe that antioxidants might do the job for you because you heard an integrative cardiologist on here discussing it. And also, the cholesterol was not a myth. Cholesterol can be very, very dangerous. So we're not radical saying, oh, it's all conspiracy. It's not. Cholesterol can be a real problem. Block that oxidation with A, D, E, and K and alpha lipoic acid. And that's how we're going to help you stay well at Radio MD or RadioMD.com. Look for a blog on this coming up in the next 2 weeks at Radio MD. Coming up next.